Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. Pakistan's Babar Azam and Shan Masood faced South Africa's attack yesterday to end the day, to end day three in their second innings of the second test at Newlands in Cape Town on 213 for one. After being bowled out for 194 in their first innings, Masood's ton gave his side a glimmer of hope, and his partnership with Babar was Pakistan's best opening stand ever against South Africa. At stumps, the tourists were still 208 runs away from making South Africa bat again. Masood on 102 and Khurram Shahzad on 9 will resume play today. And then over to some football. Kaizer Chiefs got 2025 off to the worst possible start when they lost 1-0 to Cape Town City in their Betway Premiership.
That felt personal. It felt like a personal attack on me as a Chiefs fan.
Askies.
My heart is sore.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. So that was the result in their Betway Premiership clash. The only 3 points of this weekend. The rest of the five matches looked something like your granny sideboard. Just draws. Goalless draws there. AmaZulu, Golden Arrow, 0-0. TS Galaxy, Makesi, 0-0. Gallants, Richards Bay, 0-0. Yesterday's game between Polokwane City and Sekhukhune United, 1-1. So it's quite a boring weekend of football in the PSL this weekend. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says he needs to look at his players' mentality after their 2-2 draw at Premier League leaders Liverpool. Now he's struggling to understand why they haven't been performing at that level in every match.
I'm trying to push this team every day. Sometimes it maybe is not the best way because I'm always challenging these players in everything I do because I feel that we are not just the players but everybody in Manchester are too comfortable. So I think we need sometimes a shock.
Meanwhile, Liverpool boss Arne Slot doesn't think Trent Alexander-Arnold was distracted by speculation about his future in the thrilling contest. La Liga club Real Madrid and the Merseysiders have left the 26-year-old on the fence with regards to a possible transfer.
I think that is more difficult for Trent to play against Bruno Fernandes and Diogo Dalot than it is the rumours that were there during the week. But yeah, that's my opinion and probably everybody's going to tell you that it had to do with the rumours, but my opinion is different.
And then finally, Luke Littler says the magnitude of his achievements at the World Darts Championship is sinking in after David Beckham messaged him to congratulate him. Now, he beat Michael van Gerwen in the final to become the youngest ever world champion. Despite having just 4 hours of sleep, Littler says he's been able to reflect on what he's done.
Just go show well I've done for the sport, but not only for myself, but the other hundreds of professionals out there. But just to see the likes of David Beckham watching it.